quit running with that devil. You don't know where he's been. He smells
It's all fun
weird.
And games until somebody gets their eye put out.
By his tail.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Friday!
It is Friday. Which means we do our old request fest from 5 to 7.
2 hours of whatever the hell is going to get your weekend started from 5 to 7.
Sometimes we get great requests. Sometimes we get super weird requests.
We usually never get a request for a Careless Whisper at some point.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. That we turn down every time. Dumb Ways You Got Hurt on the show today.
Oh, no.
King's Tickets.
Yeah.
On the show.
That's happening on Monday, and those Correct. Tickets are available right now at lakings.com/tickets. But when? Sometime between 5 and 6 we'll do that?
Yep.
Righto.
Puddle of Mud tickets.
Yep.
Got that coming up.
Yep.
And a Miracle Pothole.
Miracle Pot. I'll take some of that, buddy.
That's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. So I turn up my headphones to an acceptable level. And then you reach over and turn it up more.
You know what's awesome?
And
is
that hurts.
I have control of Kevin's headphone volume. And I pretend like it's all an accident. But every once in a while, it's really loud.
Yeah. That was painful. I'm bleeding from my ears. Thank you for that. Dead man jolted back to life by pothole.
Okay. Was he in a hearse? Please tell me he was in a hearse.
India is known for their potholes. Destroys cars. Really? They have all kinds of problems.
So it's kind of like Highland, but on acid.
It turned out to be a literal lifesaver for an 80-year-old man after his untimely death from a chest infection.
Okay.
He was declared dead by doctors.
I don't know. It looks dead to me.
The body of Darshan Singh Brar was being taken to his home where mourning relatives had already gathered, food had been laid out, wood had been collected for his funeral.
Wait, wood had been collected for his funeral?
I assume that's...
They're going to burn him?
I assume that's their... That, you're missing the point.
I think I need to go to a funeral in India, though. But okay, yes.
Then the ambulance hit a pothole
okay.
in India's Haryana state. It was then... That his grandson, who was with him at the time, suddenly noticed his hand moving.
No. Wow. What?
Checking his pulse and finding to his great shock, there was one. He notified the driver to immediately go to the nearest hospital.
Wait, he's alive!
Yes!
Wow, because a pothole
because
woke
of
his
a
ass
pothole.
Up.
Pothole.
Wow.
Remarkably, they took him to the nearest hospital. He was declared alive. He's undergoing treatment. And he is in critical but breathing.
And the doctor there was like, you know what? How many people have been brought in that were declared dead, but a pothole brings them back to life?
And that must happen a lot. And don't you know that there's so many superstitious people that that's the pothole of life?
No.
And there's going to be like,
a
sign,
right.
Pothole of life. And there's going to be a line of 100 hearses. Every single person has to try the pothole of life.
Yeah, but she's already rotting.
Right.
Yeah, take her over it anyway.
You didn't hit it right. Go back around. It takes 3 days.
Burning
to be
incense,
in line
putting beads around
for the
it.
Pothole of life.
The pothole of life. Rated R.
Now, everybody seems like they're sick. Everybody has something.
I've been sick for over 2 weeks now. I'm very tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that are sick.
First you get sick, and then that cough lingers for 2 to 3 weeks or whatever.
Yep.
They did make an announcement earlier this year. The Food and Drug Administration announced that anything with phenylephrine, the active ingredient in certain decongestants like Sudafed PE and Dayquil, which I do take, don't work.
They don't do anything for this cough.
Doesn't help.
Really?
Doesn't help for the congestion. Nothing.
I got it, and I don't know the name of it. Recommended a cough syrup over the counter, actually, and it totally worked for this cough.
Is that right?
Yeah, it knocked its ass out every time I take it. It didn't, and it doesn't make me loopy, which sucks, so I don't really like it that much.
Right.
But
so
it does.
You don't want to take it?
Yeah, but it does help.
There's a new strap-on nose...
Excuse me?
There's a new strap-on nose massager.
What the
that's
hell?
Supposedly going to help this.
Okay. This cough?
Does
this
a
congestion?
Stuffy nose aggravate you enough that you'll strap an electrified massaging mask to your face?
Hey, man, if it's electrified and it's massaging, I'm on. That looks so stupid. You sent me a picture of it. What a moron that guy is. I hate him. Look at that stupid thing on his nose.
It's a giant white thing that's just on his nose.
So dumb.
And supposedly it gives a relaxing massage through electronic signals.
And that's supposed to keep you from coughing and sneezing.
And having congestion. There are electrodes.
But you look stupid at the same time.
Sure. There are no moving parts, but there are electrodes that pass a current into the skin around the user's nose.
That sounds great. You know, there's nothing like being electrocuted through the nose.
There are six electrodes. They send electrical impulses into the skin to make the muscles around the nose and the nasal cavity contract and supposedly clear up whatever.
All right. And how many people besides myself are thinking, wow, this thing could be placed other places as well?
Probably none.
Come on. Our audience, you know they're going, I'm getting one of them. I'm going to strap it on.
I don't. You want electric pulses there?
Yeah.
Do you?
Woo! Right. Bring it.
I'll get one for you.
And clear up my...
You got it.
Hey, I found out. Hold on a second. This Delsym, D-E-L-S-Y-M.
Is that's the name
medicine.
Of it?
Yeah, if you have a crazy cough with this stupid cold that everybody's got them, D-E-L-S-Y-M, over the counter.
Or a strap-on nose massager.
Strap it on, man. Strap it on.
What is the bathroom with the least amount of space?
I suppose on the airplane,
on
right?
On an airplane,
sure. Yeah.
Passenger trapped in airplane bathroom for entire flight.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. How long is the flight?
It was only an hour 45.
Okay.
But he was in there for about an hour.
And if you're, like, claustrophobic, you would really freak out. And if someone else had to go, you're screwed.
He used the bathroom shortly after takeoff on an hour 45-minute flight from Mumbai to Bengaluru on Tuesday. He tried to leave. The door wouldn't open due to a lock malfunction.
I mean, I would imagine he's starting to, by the end of the hour, think final destination thoughts, you know?
Yes, except for can you talk through that?
Hey, I'm sick in the damn bathroom. Let me out of here.
You're right. You can at least make yourself known. The crew and other passengers desperately attempted to get him out of the bathroom, but couldn't.
What was wrong with the door? Those doors are made out of paper.
Do not know. The lock was broken, they said.
Really?
Yep.
Come on.
In an attempt to calm him, they slipped a note under the door.
You're fine. All is well.
Sir, we tried our best to open the door. However, we could not.
Do-do-do.
The letter read. Do not panic. We are landing in a few minutes, so please close the commode lid. And sit on it and secure yourself.
Sit on. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not dangerous or anything.
As soon as the main door is open, our engineers will come.
How could you not pop that door open?
I don't know.
You and I could have gotten that door open.
That's what I would think.
Without a doubt.
Especially if we were trapped in it.
Oh, my God.
For
you
an
just
hour?
Kick it.
Yeah, those are, you're right, they're paper.
I'd be like, stand back, I'm kicking this damn door open. And that's what I'd be doing.
That is not what you want. That's not how you want to go.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
About once every 3 months, we need to do this topic, and it's embarrassing ways that you hurt yourself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because there's so many stories, and we don't get to very many of them. They're always different.
That's true.
Here's a story out of St. Paul, Minnesota, for people who are dumb. Police in St. Paul say a man accidentally shot himself in the leg during an open house at an elementary school Thursday night.
What the hell?
Officers were called to Como Elementary School on a report of a person accidentally shot with their own gun around 5:45. Upon arrival, officers found 30-year-old man with a gunshot injury to his leg. He was transported to the hospital for treatment. Police say the man had been playing basketball while carrying a handgun.
A loaded with one in the chamber, not on safe.
Unholstered.
Unholstered.
Does that mean he tucks it in the back of his
pants, I guess.
Or whatever?
Sure.
It was unholstered, so he's playing basketball with a loaded gun.
At an
elementary school.
Right. At a, what do you call them? A parent-teacher conference thing?
Yeah, back to school or what? Open house.
Right.
So he's playing
What could go wrong with that?
Right?
Clearly nothing.
Oh, my God. He shot himself in the leg. So that's what we're looking for is you were an idiot. You were dumb. Embarrassing ways you got hurt. 818-955-KLOS. If you did something that people laughed at you about.
You see this scar right here on my lip?
On your lip, yeah.
Yeah, this I was playing with a, you know those, the poles that you clean pools with?
Yeah.
For some reason, I decided it would be, and I don't know why, I mean, I was like 10, it would be fun to stick it in the ground and see how, like, you know, just put it in the ground, and I turned around, and it was falling towards me. And instead
of hitting, it really went in the ground.
Yeah, and it hit me right there, right on the
Split
lip.
Split your lip open?
Yeah, and it's just like all this blood pouring out and everything. Huh. I've enjoyed that scar ever
since. I hope you tell better stories about that scar. Make them up.
I mean, yeah, you know, I was in this bar fight, right. And, you know, I was Hell's Angels.
And I took out eight of them.
I took out eight of them, but they gave me this scar. And I will treasure it forever.
So, dumb ways you hurt yourself. 818-955-KLOS.
What did you do? Why are you bleeding? I was playing with a pole in the backyard.
We're talking about incredibly dumb ways that you got hurt. You have a story like that?
I was like 10 years old, mm-hmm. and my sister thought it would be a good idea to try and make ourselves faint.
Faint? That was like a very popular thing for a while.
Yes, did you? How'd you do it? You bent over for a while?
No.
Oh.
So she had me sit down on the floor, crisscross my legs, breathe in real deep breaths, like 15 times, and then stand up. So, like, I would get a head rush, right?
Right.
And before we did it, we put cushions all around me if I hit the floor or whatever.
Yeah, that's smart.
But dummy me, I didn't take my glasses off.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it worked. And when I woke up, my glasses had gone into the side of my eye.
Bro, oof, God. Oh, my God.
So I woke up on the couch.
Kids at home, don't do this. This was a professional.
So did it actually damage your eye?
No, I have a scar, but
right. Right. I got to say, your scar story is better than mine.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Dumb ways you got hurt.
I stabbed myself in the thigh with a box cutter.
Ouch.
Wow, why?
Were you trying to take over a plane?
Not quite. I was trying to get the remains of a hair product out of the bottle.
Right.
And I thought I would slice it open and, you know, be able to scoop out the inside.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
And as I got towards the bottom or the top, if you will, where mm-hmm. it comes out, the plastic was thicker. So I applied more pressure when trying to cut through it.
Mm.
And the knife slipped and I stabbed myself right in the thigh.
Oh, my God.
That hurts so much.
I'm just picturing that whole time, and it's making me really nervous.
It did hurt. And then I pulled down my jeans real quick to see it, because, you know, I let go of the knife, and it was standing there.
Right.
It wasn't that thick.
Right.
And the wound, the cut, just, like, opened and just started gushing everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I don't love that. I do not love that.
Hey, but at least you saved about 27 cents.
I did. Yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah, no, I know. I get it.
Totally worth it.
That's funny. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Dumb ways you got hurt.
Dumb ways I got hurt. So one Christmas, I was putting Christmas lights up. My 13-year-old twin boy, I said, hey, do you want to pull the truck out of the driveway? So I'm like, okay, cool. He jumps in the truck, puts it in reverse. Jumps out of the truck, and my truck proceeds to roll down out of the driveway into the neighbor's yard. I go chasing after it.
Oh, man.
I get hit by the door trying to stop my truck. I roll like an armadillo, bashing my head up against the neighbor's curb.
Oh, God.
I come out jumping up, bleeding, and neighbor comes out laughing and goes, hey, are you okay? That was pretty much it, but it was funny. I had my... neighbor laughing at me and my 13-year-old son laughing at me and almost killed me. So,
I mean, yeah. I think you went wrong with letting your 13-year-old back up the truck. Like, that point.
But that's the fun thing.
Exactly. Exactly. It's fun.
Yeah. And Merry Christmas.
Learned, right?
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Talking about dumb ways you got hurt. We're talking about dumb ways you hurt yourself. You got a story like that?
Yeah. So I punctured the tendon in my big toe.
Ooh, ouch.
How?
So we were sitting at dinner as a family, and we were laughing about something. I guess I leaned back and then came back down onto my toe with the chair leg.
Oh, that hurts so much.
You must have squealed.
Yeah, no, I kind of went into shock because kind of like a big bubble of fluid formed.
Wow.
And I thought it was the bone or something. So
sure.
I was... very in shock and freaking out.
You know, it is horrifying what the body can take and not take, and the things that the way you react and I don't like being human. I don't care for it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been injured many times, but I never knew you could puncture a tendon.
Yeah. Where is the fun in that?
There is no fun. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
50 years ago.
Wow.
I was 10 years old, and myself, my brother, and my neighbor went to a park to ride our bicycles. And it was a little girl's bike with a basket and everything. And we're going down this huge hill, hauling ass. And I said, I stood up, and I'm in the lead. And I applied brakes because I was going so fast, and the brakes locked. Flying over the handlebars, rolling down the hill, hit my chin, busted my cheeks open, and they left me there and they took off.
Wow!
They left you there!
Wow!
I'm bleeding profusely in the Parks and Recreation. Come and get me, walk me.
Wow!
That is hardcore.
And you said it was like some of your brother or sister and your friends?
It was my brother and my
sister. That's
not cool. No, that's not cool.
No.
Yeah, they left me there, and then they went to get my father.
My siblings would have just been at least stayed, but they would have been pointing and laughing. Thank you for calling. Thanks. That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Hola. How are you?
Good. I really love that most of the people calling are women.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's awesome. Good for y'all.
Thanksgiving, slicing onions, sliced through my index finger and lopped off the... tip of it.
Whoa.
So went to the hospital, got that stitch back on. So the next day, I am making potatoes day after Thanksgiving, and the kids were like, "Oh no, Mom, don't use a knife, use the mandolin." So I was using the mandolin, slicing through the potatoes, and lopped my other finger.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
Wow!
Nope. And they couldn't stitch that one back on because it was completely lopped off.
Oh!
You went to the same ER, I assume, and went, "Me again."
They kind of laughed. It was okay. They understood. Right? They kind of said, "Well, why didn't your kids take over cooking?"
Of course. Mm-hmm.
No answer.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Stupid ways you got hurt.
I love so many Stones lyrics, but everything in that one, just, I don't know. That's one of my favorite batch of things he has to say.
All-time greats.
Yep.
We have tickets for the LA Kings and the San Jose Sharks. This game is Monday night. We have 4 tickets for you to go. This coming Monday at Crypto.com Arena, we're going to do some hockey slang. If you'd like to get your own tickets, you can buy them at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
I don't hear
good
anything.
Luck.
Do you hear anything?
No.
Is it on? Look, it's on.
I mean, it shows it. There you go.
What the hell was that? Hey, get some real equipment in here, please. His hair was perfect.
I heard that.
The American Werewolf in London. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Jake,
you ready to do some hockey slang?
Sure.
All right, what do they call the pipe? The pipe.
What is, in hockey, the pipe?
The pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stick? I don't know.
Nope, not a stick. Thank you.
I thought he said something else.
KLOS, hello.
I don't think
so.
Well, maybe.
Hi there, you ready for some hockey slang?
Yeah.
All right, what do they call the pipe?
The P-I-P-E?
Yep.
Y-E-S?
Oh, that's a goal.
The goalpost. Yes, it is. Well done.
Woo!
You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the San Jose Sharks on Monday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. But you got them for free. Way to go, man.
Thank you very much. And Kevin and Flo, I've been listening since the 90s. And I tell you this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for all those mornings that I was drunk, that you guys got me through the morning. And Flo, thank you for all the comedy that you brought to the radio. It's been wonderful to hear you guys.
Wow, thanks, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Very cool.
We always expect you to say but.
Yeah. But you guys really blow them. We hate you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. There's one for the Sunset Strip from the Buffalo Springfield. Shall we do some party music?
We should step it up a bit, yes.
Yeah!
This is what song will get your weekend started right.
Yeah, it needs to be loud, and if we can find it, if it's in here somewhere, we'll throw it on for you. Give us a call right now.
818-955-KLOS.
Hey, is this Kevin at Pluggo?
It is.
I'd like to call in a request for your request show.
Yeah, please. What do you want to hear?
How about Joe Jackson, Look Sharp?
Awesome, dude. You got it. Who is this?
Hey, this is Russ from Glendora.
KLOS!
Woo!
Yes, sir! Woo! I'll request Friday night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
What can we do for you?
Thin Lizzy.
You,
Kevin, know Freddie Snakeskin.
I do. I love
it. I used to hear Freddie Snakeskin playing that song in Arizona when it was new exactly 1,000 years ago, which is weird for Freddie Snakeskin.
Yes, it is.
Because usually he's playing the weirdest crap ever recorded.
He's the best.
I love that song, though. Thin Lizzy by request in the KLOS All Request Fest.
If you have a request, you can reach us at 818-955-KLOS.
Bloody hell, I love that song.
Why don't you marry it?
Foo Fighters, that is White Limo by request. Do you remember the video for that? That was the one with Lemmy.
I do remember.
And they
that,
were driving around in the White Limo, and a bloody incredible. Nice request.
Hey, hey, what's going on, Kevin and Sluggo?
What's happening?
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to hear A-Ron Jones, Supercharged.
No, forget it.
Go to hell.
Hey, that's a damn good song. Who requested that song?
That is Charlie in Santa Ana.
Charlie, write the F on. It is the KLOS All Request Fest.
We have one more hour for the Request Fest. Is that correct?
I believe so. I think they're going to let us do another hour.
818-955-KLOS.
What do you want to hear?
Hey, I got a tune for you.
Yep.
Some Rosie. A whole lot of Rosie.
Ooh, I like her. I like all of her.
Gross.
An extremely stoned young lady called and asked for that particular ditty. Me and Mary Jane, Blackstone Cherry on KLOS All Request Fest.
Frankie in Sylmar wants to hear She Sells Sanctuary. Ooh, hang on, by Frankie. Your precious little colt. Remember that time they came in? Sluggo was out.
We'll play some exciting commercial messages and then we'll do that for you, Frankie.
How about the Scorpions? Can't live without you.
That should not be a problem.
I'm listening to you guys every Friday, just like I do every Friday.
Thank you for doing that and for requesting the song that we're going to play next.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, song request?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Anything by Jimi Hendrix pleases me deeply. Kevin, do we have permission from
what?
You?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah,
final approval?
Yeah, okay. I'm in. Yeah.
All right. Here you go, dude.
Dude, sick.
That is such a classic. That reminds me of there's a movie, animated porno called Fritz the Cat back in the late 60s. And that song always kind of reminds me of that, even though it has nothing to do with it.
I never really got into the animated porn. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a miracle pothole in India. A car transferring a dead body hit a pothole, and the man came back to life.
So now all hearses have to run over that pothole.
It's
on the
pothole way. Of life. They have to try it. There was a passenger stuck in the bathroom of a toilet on an airplane for a whole flight. So that happened.
That's nice to be spending time in there on the whole flight.
And we talked about dumb ways you got hurt. There was a woman who called that cut off both index fingers during Thanksgiving, one on Thursday and the other one on Friday.
So well done. Salute. We're very proud of you. All right, I'm off to cut off my index fingers.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, and by the way,
ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hey, we have Puddle of Mud tickets, I do believe. Is that correct?
We do, for the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It is an intimate and private performance on Friday, February 2nd at 1 p.m. And if you'd like to join us, be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, and you will get your tickets.
Made possible only by your helpful SoCal Honda dealers, and thanks for them for doing that. Hello, KLOS. Who's this? Hello? Hey! Hey! Talking to you! Hey, you! Hey!
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello. Grace Ringle?
Grace, you're caller 25.
Shut up, really?
Yes, really.
In the bathroom.
Did you? Oh, really? What are you doing? One or two?
Oh, my God.
Are you in the bathroom because you're using the bathroom, or you're at work so you can call?
I'm at work so I can call. That was an automatic pressure. Sorry.
Liar!
I'm a custodian, so it makes sense that I'm by the bathroom.
I guess.
Well done.
I guess
you got
I'll believe it. Two tickets
to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay.
It's the best bathroom visit you've had in a while. I mean, I don't know that, but I'm assuming.
You can go back to finishing business number one or two now, too.
Yes. I'm going to go back to scrubbing toilets.
We have two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It is on February 2nd at 1 p.m. If you'd like to join us, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Raider Dan.
Raider Dan, you are caller 25.
Awesome.
That means you get...
I'm the one who always strikes out with a hockey question.
You're not alone in that, my friend.
Well, you don't have a question for this one. You just have to be caller 25.
And you did it.
You get two tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room, and that's February 2nd at 1 p.m. Marcy and myself will be hosting for that.
Yes, sir. I will see you there.
It is Dolly Parton's birthday. She was born in Tennessee on this day in rock in 1946, and really nothing else in the universe matters. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton, the rock star, the man in black, not Randall Flagg, the walking dude. Johnny Cash appeared on national television for the first time on this day in rock in 1957 on the Jackie Gleason Show.